It's a fun-filled Friday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. We'll take you right up to 5 and hand the baton over to Tim Alcorn and my tag team partner, Mr. Matt Douglas, for the Football Forecast Show. And that will take you up to our coverage tonight, our trio of games, Midview Avon Lake Stream 1 and on the radio, Stream 2, Firelands and Keystone, the Tri-C Medina County matchup on Stream 3, Highland and Barberton. And that'll take you into the weekend. And the weekend is full of great events, a lot of Halloween-themed events going on this weekend. Amherst Historical Society is hosting By My Lantern's Light, a living history experience tomorrow and Sunday. And here to tell us more about that is Kathy Dean Dielman. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Thank you for having me.
I want to get into the details on By My Lantern's Light, a living history experience. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. What details can you share with us on this event?
Okay. Well, this is our sixth event. We started 2012. And if you've ever been to our village on Milan Avenue in Amherst, it's a recreated late 19th century, early 20th century village. And it's a perfect place to have an event like this because there's a lot of different stops and you can do different stories. Now, what we've done is take stories from Amherst history. We've taken them from newspaper articles, obituaries, court records, anything we can find, and we turn them into, these things have actually happened, we turn them into stories that a storyteller will use, and again, a lantern carrier will take you to each spot and you hear a story.
Interesting stuff. Now, you had elaborated on how this takes place in a special setting. So could you could you give us more information on what makes this setting so special?
It's just the village has been lovingly constructed. Like some of the buildings have been moved here, some have been constructed especially for our little village. People will walk by or drive by. Well, what is this place? I did it too before I became a member of the society. We've got a caboose here that used to be an Oberlin. We've got an old firehouse that the Amherst Historical Society, the Amherst Fire Department takes care of. We've got an octagonal barn. There's only three of them left in Ohio. We've got a blacksmith shop. We've got a house that used to be on Oberlin Road that was built in 1850 and was moved here brick by brick in the early 1990s. It's a great place to have something like this. It's not a haunted event, so nothing's going to jump out at anybody. There's none of that, but it is spooky. And you're going to hear about, for example, Gore Orphanage. You probably heard the story. I heard the story growing up. What really happened there? You're going to have a younger person telling everyone what the story is that we all heard.
Very cool stuff. I like that, too, because what you also mentioned, too, is that this is going to be special and spooky, but it's not going to be scary. It's almost as if you're telling a history lesson, and some of the lessons that you're telling here, or I guess more or less some of the stories that you are telling here, do have some scary elements, but that's tough to achieve, to be special, spooky, yet not scary. How do you guys do that?
It's just we run with all volunteers. And my theory, my philosophy is make history accessible to everyone. Make it something that people learn by doing. People learn by experiencing. You will smell the leaves. You'll smell the fire. You'll taste the cider. You will feel the leaves crunching under your feet. You'll have the wind going through your hair as you're hearing these stories. For example, we have a story. We're not using it this year, but we have a story about the Delafield brothers that I found last year. But these two brothers coming from Elyria, they got home to Amherst just in time for the thunderstorm to start. They were 23 and 25 years old, living on their mother's farm. They get their horse all settled down and everything, ready to go back in the house. A bolt of lightning strikes the pitchfork. Divides into two, kills both brothers instantly.
Wow.
What are the chances of that? But that was taken almost exactly from the obituary. This really happened in Amherst. We tell stories about Cary Nation coming through during the temperance days before Prohibition. And, we don't use that one this year. I'm not telling you anything we use this year, except for Gore. but who would go and start wrecking up bars in Whiskeyville, which is down by 113. You know, things you don't think are... Amherst is a lot more interesting than people give it credit for, apparently.
Sure. Kathy,
but any town could do this.
Sure. Well, no kidding. But it seems like there's some very interesting stories in this. And as you pointed out, they're historically accurate. Do you get a general consensus from people as to, wow, I can't believe this is happening right here in the town we live in and the town we live next to?
Yeah, we have quite a few high school volunteers. Mm-hmm. One of the high school teachers from Amherst High School gives them extra credit to help me. The vibe that will be my lantern carriers and take the people through. Some of us storytellers. And I would tell them these stories, and I'm like, wow, Amherst is a lot more interesting than I ever thought.
Well, that's wild. I mean, it really is cool, too, because you're right. There's something spooky attached to some of these stories that you're telling, but it really kind of fits in with the theme for this time of the year. Now, you did go into detail and talk about some of the stories that can be told. Kathy, when you hear these stories, does it surprise you to know that there's this much history and even to a certain degree this much spooky history in Amherst?
It did, now it doesn't, because Amherst became settled in 1811, so we have over 200 years of history. Well, so you think in all that time, something, you know, strange has to have happened. Now, one thing we don't do is use anything recent, because you don't know who's coming to these events, and if this person was a member of your family, you might not, you know, it would strike as a bit insensitive. Mm-hmm. If it was 100 years ago, it's a little different, but something that happened maybe 10 years ago, we're not talking about it yet. Does that make sense? You
yes.
just don't want to be freaking people out.
Well,
but at
sure.
the end of all of this, they go into what used to be the schoolhouse, and they get cider and donuts, and that's all included in the price. So it's a pretty good deal. It's, you know, it's different. It's not a pumpkin activity. It's not a haunted activity. It's perfectly fine for children. And we have kids, you know, all ages come to this.
Well, and it's a learning experience, too. I mean, look, in the few minutes that we've spoken here, too, I had no idea about any of these stories. So, sure, I think it's a lot of fun, too, because of the way you guys are doing it, where you guys are doing it. You mentioned that you're going to have tours that have lanterns that walk around with. Now, is this specifically an event that's going to take place only in the evening hours or in the night hours?
Yes, it's from 5. The first tour starts at 5 o'clock. The last tour runs at 8 o'clock. So just as the light's getting dim, and then by the end it's dark, so it takes about an hour to go through.
And you mentioned that this is the sixth year you guys are doing this. How has this changed over the last 6 years? You mentioned the story's changed slightly, but how else has this changed over the last 6 years?
Not much. It really hasn't. We've pretty much, one area gets a little bit of a bottleneck because we have two stories that we use every year. And people ask me why I use them, because first of all, one's Gore Orphanage. Everybody knows that story. You expect to hear it. And the other one, it talks about the Amherst train wreck. They're both wonderful stories, and I can't move them, because one's told in our caboose, and one's told by the firehouse. Hmm. And they won't, as much as I ask the handyman to move the caboose or the firehouse, they won't do it for me, so I have to keep them where they are. So... sometimes you get a bottleneck, but that we're working on that. And so sometimes it's a logistical problem if we have more people. But I'm working through that. And sometimes we have new people who want to volunteer. That always adds to it. Now this year had people seek me out to be part of it, which I thought was wonderful.
Yeah, it's got to be something. And Kathy,
yeah.
You mentioned the tour start at 5 o'clock and go on throughout the night. Is it the same stories on every single tour, or is it changed up throughout the night?
No, it's every the same stories will be told throughout the tour. So, for example, the first stop would be at our octagonal barn. That person's always telling that story.
Yeah.
So you're going through, but through the years they will change.
Yeah. How many?
But through the night, because I asked them to not memorize them, but be familiar enough with the story that they can do facial expressions and look out at the group and that kind of thing. So you don't want, I don't expect them to learn three or four different stories.
You said it takes about an hour. About how many stories does everybody get to hear?
I think we've got 7.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got, I believe it's 7, yeah. my mind's kind of like oatmeal at this point, because there's a lot of last-minute stuff to do.
I bet.
But I'm so proud of this event, and it's given our society a lot of exposure, And like I said, we've got high school kids working. We've got our older society members working. I'm in my late 40s, so I'm kind of in the middle. And it's just nice to show if there's a place for everybody here. And that's what we want to project to the community, that this is something that we should really be proud of.
Well, yeah, no question about that, because as you mentioned, Kathy, this is really pretty unique. It's cool because I think it offers that spooky Halloween aspect of things, yet for the kids, it's something fun for them to go to because it's a learning experience. These are different stories a lot of folks may not have heard before, and it really does sound like it's something the entire family can enjoy as well. What about the planning process for this, too? You talked about all different walks of life being involved in this thing in some way, shape, or form. How long does it take to plan for this and put this together?
Oh, let's see, the very first year I started it in February of 2012. But as the years go by, everybody knows what the basic format is. It's just a matter of coming up with new stories, you know, doing the research and getting that all figured out, and then having the volunteers to do it, because they're all volunteers. So we've got, and like today and yesterday, my mother and I have been putting out, you know, putting up corn stalks, putting out pumpkins, decorating the school hall where you have your cider and donuts, and she does a beautiful backdrop display using all live greenery and haystacks and all of that, and that's for like almost like a picture for a formal dance. That's what they've got there. It's just every little touch, nothing's missed in this, and that's just, it's like my event and party planning experience has given me that, where I miss nothing. But it makes it special. People will remember it. People ask me, well, what is it going to be this year? Can I help this year? Absolutely. It's just, it makes people feel included. And I know I can't say enough good things about it. I'm enormously proud of this. And it's just, I just love it.
Absolutely. Well, we can certainly tell. The enthusiasm most definitely shows. Kathy, we appreciate you spending some time and telling us about the By My Lanterns Light, a living history experience, takes place tomorrow and Sunday. Kathy, thank you so much for your time.
And thank you. And if you end up coming, please introduce yourself to me. I'll be a woman in black, and I'll be wearing a long black wig, so you won't be able to miss me.
Okay. Well, you will definitely stand out. Absolutely. All right.
Absolutely.
Kathy, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Kathy Dean Dielman joining us here from Amherst Historical Society. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it does. I like that idea. You get to hear. I think what's so unique about it is all true stories. I think that's what's fascinating, is sometimes the truth can be a little stranger than the fiction sometimes.
Yeah, very, very fun stuff. I'll try and check that out tomorrow or Sunday. That should be a lot of fun.